Chapter 27, Let's Talk Turkey by Willie Snow Etheridge. 27, A Great Thrill. By mid-afternoon, we came to the mouth of the Gulf of Izmit and turned southwest into the Sea of Marmara, pulling away from Istanbul and the Golden Horn and the Bosporus, which we could not see but knew were just beyond the horizon. Whether it was because we were leaving these places to which we had become so attached or whether it was the soft texture of the weather, I was in a nostalgic mood. After supper, which we had at 5 o'clock, I hung over the rail with a roommate looking at the rugged, rocky chain of islands sprawled upon the sea and at the sea itself. As if hypnotized, we watched the water part like a woman's hair before the sharp comb of the ship's prow, springing dark from the crown and then falling into a curly, turned-up bob, streaked with white. Again and again, it rushed out, black, fine, and shining, and lay in white ringlets on the shoulders of the swells. Again and again, it never deviated an inch in the distance it reached or the thickness of the mop it spun. At last, slightly dizzy from staring, the roommate and I settled down to reading, but were soon interrupted by the chief engineer announcing coffee was ready in the galley. As it was now 8, 3 hours since we had eaten, we were ready to drink and eat again. On the Algonquin, on which we had gone to Greece, a huge pot of soup was kept bubbling on the stove all night, but the moline hasn't the soup habit. Instead, it keeps the refrigerator well stocked with cold meats, tomatoes, cucumbers, and jams for sandwiches, and the coffee pot handy for anyone who wants to put it on to boil. Half a dozen of us sat on the deck behind the galley, some on the rail, I was on a ladder, eating cold potato cakes that had been left from supper. The assistant electrician, a serious-faced little man, began to talk wistfully about his home in New Jersey. He was planting dwarf fruits on his place, and they were beginning to bear. He had had a letter in Istanbul from his wife saying the neighbors were complimenting her on how nice the yard looked. As he talked, the sun went down behind us, spilling gold wash so thickly upon the sea it looked as if it could be laled up and bottled to gild dried weeds for Christmas. When the sun was completely swallowed up, it was too cool to stay on deck, and the roommate and I went to our stateroom and read until we came into what the roommate claims is the most exciting body of water in the world, the Dardanelles, alias the Hellespont. I was beginning to think everybody has his own pet body of water, but, of course, that could be because I had been seeing too much of the roommate and Dr. Black. I decided to watch this. Oblivious to the cold, the roommate hauled me on deck to see the lights of the towns beaming from both sides of the narrow straits. All history has happened here, he announced dramatically. Really? As much history has flowed over this 33-mile stretch of water as has flowed through it. All the armies of Europe and Asia swinging back and forth in conquest have made their crossings here. It has been the bridge between the two continents down through the ages. Really? Alexander the Great of Macedonia crossed here on his invasion of Asia. Xenophon. Did you say Xenophon? Yes, Xenophon. Well, Dr. Black has already claimed, or somebody who sounds just like him, for the Bosporus. Maybe he did cross at the Bosporus, he agreed magnanimously. But this was the route of the Persians when they tried to recapture Greece under Xerxes and Artaxerxes. And it was the route of the Crusaders to the Holy Land, and it was here the Turks crossed to get a foothold in Europe. And in modern times, it was at Gallipoli, right there on the shore over there, where Churchill, as first Lord of the Admiralty, failed to force the Dardanelles and knock Turkey out of the First World War. What else? I asked politely. My God, how much history do you want? Who, me? You started this, remember. I'll settle right now for bed. Well, he said a bit sheepishly, I must confess to a great thrill in going through here. End of chapter 27.